Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to Monty Poole. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? What's going on, Monty? How you doing? People are fuming.
What's up, baby? I'm one of them, Monty.
People are fuming because Pat Spencer did not play in crunch time last night. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, last night watching the game and when Steve, you know, made the move, bringing Potts back in for Pat, I turned to the person sitting next to me. I said, "What would you do?" And we kind of laughed about it. You know, Pat played really well. Pat played really well. And, Potts got, he got a few buckets early. But Pat seems to make fewer glaring mistakes. And in crunch time, any mistake is glaring. Mm. And so I think that's one that Steve might want to rethink. But he was asked about it post game and, you know, he sort of answered it, but it wasn't the most satisfying answer. So we know we've seen this movie. We know that Steve and his staff have a great deal of confidence in Brandon Podziemski. And there are times when you wonder if that confidence is placed properly because he is up and down. There's moments when he's really good, and there's moments when you go, ooh, what is he trying to do here? Mm. I can see why people are a little bit upset because Pat was rolling.
And you know what, Monty, you are right. And, you know, I wasn't in the building. Fitz was going crazy. I thought it was the Monte Ellis days, and I didn't think they had a chance to win, and I couldn't believe that Kerr went to that sub. But what hurts Potts to me, and he could care less, Monty, you tell me what you think, just from the fan base, is that Potts was the one that replaced him. You know, it's like, what's going on here? So I hate that for Potts, but this is what I want to run by you. The lack of size on this team early on is glaring. And is that, you know, how do you look at that when I tell you, man, Monty, I'm disappointed. They're not going to grow. They could practice all they want, but how do we got 6'3", 6'4", 6'1", guys, so many, a collective of them? Because I think that's going to be the death of this team if nothing happens.
Well, they got a lot of issues, and size is one of them. You know, and in the past, when the size issue would come up, you know, they'd say, well, you know, we won a championship in 2022 with size, but without size. We were tall, we were small then, but there's some differences. You know, Otto Porter was – he was not a big, but he could play big. Mm. You know what I mean? Yep. He was a floor-stretching guy. He was 6'8", 6'9", and could stretch the floor. But he could also go in the paint and get rebounds. And they managed his foot, which really ended his career. They managed that expertly, you know, and they got the best out of him. And I don't know if they win that championship without his contributions over the course of that season. So look at this team now. And you're right. Game after game, you're looking out there and you're going, the Warriors look miniature because they kind of are, you know. And Steve opened the season saying, you know, I really don't want to play Draymond to five, you know, 82 games. I can't do that. And yet, it's not 82, but he's playing Draymond to five more than he should, more than he'd like to, because that's the lineup. And Quentin Post is 7 feet, but is he really a five? They call him a stretch five, but he's more like a stretch three, you know, the way he plays, because he's not in the paint as much. And when he's not in the paint, well, when he's in the paint, he's not the kind of factor you would want a 7-footer to be. So, I think definitely size is an issue. There are people in the building who believe the same thing. And I'm curious to see what Mike Dunleavy does between now and the trade deadline, because, you know, they're sitting on 11-11, and we all know nobody's happy about that. Mm. And everybody can see that they're playing these teams. You keep throwing Draymond out there to guard Joker. Right. It's like, you know, you could use somebody else, even if they just eat up some fouls or something. That's what you're looking at. And, you know, I in the offseason, I mean, you guys can laugh if you want, because some people did, but in the offseason, when DeAndre Ayton was available for cheap, you know, I thought the Warriors would at least kick the tires, as we say.
Yeah.
And they didn't show any interest. And I heard it was a character. I heard that there was a character problem that sent them away. But there were people inside the building that thought, you know, maybe we should have.
Right.
Because he's a 7-footer. He can make shots. He can get to 18 and 12 on many nights, you know. But they had no interest. So here they are back again with a small team, second oldest team in the league. And you see what's happening to the oldest team, the Clippers. My God.
Man.
So the second oldest team in the league, they're old, they're small, they're slow compared to most teams, and they just don't have – they're right now, they're not a contender. They're a good team. The Warriors are a good team. They got some talent, you know, Steph, Jimmy, Draymond. You know, they're a good team, but they are not a contender right now with the current roster.
Yeah, Monty Poole joining us on 95.7 The Game, works for NBC Sports Bay Area and covers the Golden State Warriors. Monty, I'm more interested in kind of what the big picture looks like. And Dunleavy and Lacob and Kerr, they've all talked about this 2-year window. We know we're old, but we only look at it as this thing, you know, 2 years tops. So what happens if this continues? What does a pivot even look like?
Well, first of all, I really see this as a 1-year window.
Hmm.
And I say that because I know Jimmy and Steph, and they all can come back next season. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But Steve, this is Steve's. He's lame duck. This is it for Steve. If he decides at the end of the season, or if they decide at the end of the season, he has not made any noise about wanting an extension. I'm not sure he does. And so this is the final year of his contract. And the way they built this team. You know, they already know that they're old. And next year, what, they're going to be a year older? So if they can't be good this year, why would they think they'd be better next year if it's the same core? I mean, Al Horford, yeah, he can be back next year. But next year, these guys are going to be, you know, late 30s instead of mid 30s. So it's tough to do. It's tough enough to win when you got your core is as old as they are right now. It's never happened before. And, you know, they haven't had any major injuries, but now, you know, when they came home after that 3-3 road trip, what's happened since they came home? Horford goes down, sciatica. Steph goes down, contusion. Jimmy's hobbling. Draymond's got a bad foot. I mean, it's not looking good for the next few weeks. Hmm. And, of course, I mean, Steph will be back next week, it looks like. And we don't know when Al will be back. I think... You know, when you hear things like, you know, Giannis and the Bucks are meeting, like, we all know that Joe, you know, that's something that's always been a pipe dream. And as time has gone on, the pipe dream becomes more of a possibility because, you know, Giannis has always been committed to Milwaukee. And the last, what, year plus, you can see that wavering. And when Dame went down last season, you kind of saw, you know, what's Giannis been, what's the message he's been sending since then, you know? It's kind of like, we'll see.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll see what they can do. We know the Warriors can't move Kuminga yet. They can't move. He's not eligible to be traded until January. So, but I think it's going to be very interesting because they have to look at this team and know that it can't chase a championship because the roster simply isn't built to compete with the likes of OKC, Denver, Houston, and those teams this year.
Monty, I totally agree. I wanted to ask you and tell you how disappointed I was with Kuminga's 3-10. It just, I was just like, man, that was a test, and he didn't pass it. But just back to the Giannis thing real quick, do we have enough pieces here in the Bay that you think would be attractive to get a Giannis?
You know, on a two-team trade, it would be tough. The Warriors have some draft capital. And they do. And you know, I'm going to go back to what I talked to a bunch of people around the league over the summer about Jonathan, you know, saying, you know, just to get a feel for what the league thinks of him. And one scout told me, he said, he's intriguing. He's very athletic. He says, but, you know, he's been around now for a few years, and most of us still don't know who he is, still don't know what he is, you know. And so it's like, he kind of concluded by saying, so you have to ask yourself, okay, are the liabilities worth keeping him and seeing if he can grow out of them? You know, the poor decision-making, the turnovers and stuff like that is what he was referring to. He said, yeah, if he grows out of those things, he can be a very good player in this league, very good. He goes, but right now, he looks like a guy who can come off the bench and get buckets. He said, but as far as a guy who can be a one or a two on a championship team, he goes, I'm not seeing that, and I don't know if he'll ever be that. So, and then somebody else says, well, we think he can be an outstanding sixth man, you know, to take care of the non-Steph minutes. And so you get a cross-section of opinions on JK, but the general thinking is that all you need is one team to say, you know what, we think we can make something of this guy. We think we can get the most out of him. And if that one team has got something you want or can, in a third team or fourth team involved, get you something you want, I think the Warriors would really make that move. I mean, JK was willing to move to leave over the summer. The Warriors were willing to move him. They tried. So that stuff doesn't go away. He knows that they tried to move him, and they know that he was ready to move. So That's still in the back of their minds.
Monty Poole joining us on 95.7 The Game. NBC Sports Bay Area covers the Golden State Warriors. So let me ask you this, Monty. In 2022, the Warriors won the title. It was unexpected. And it felt like at that point they decided that, you know, the strategy is going to be to get, you know, try to get number five for Steph. And that's what it's all about, taking advantage of his window. So over the course of 3 years, you know, some names have come up, and it always comes up in terms of the Warriors possibly giving up future first round picks for what's considered a star. Do you think the Warriors are more likely or less likely right now to part with two or three future first for Steph than they were 2 or 3 years ago?
I would say more likely.
Wow.
Because first of all, let's not hide it from the fact that they haven't drafted well. Okay. Go back over the drafts, and you know, when you look at the drafts, and you know, we all play this game where we look back at the draft and say, if there were a redraft, yada yada yada. Well, you know, the draft that brought them Kuminga and Moody, you know, there was a lot of discussion that among staff that they should have gone for.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Trey Murphy III and Franz Wagner. They decided to go with Kuminga and Moody. Now, you know, I think Trey Murphy went for 35 the other night.
Yep.
And, you know, Trey Murphy is good enough to be – he's already good enough to be a number three on a good team, on a great team, and a number two on a good team. Franz Wagner is – you know, I don't know if he'd be a one, but he can be a number two. I mean, so – and also, Trey Murphy's 6'8".
Yeah.
Wagner's 6'10".
Man, man.
You know, so you're a bigger team, and it's just – you know, they just from Wiseman, you know, which I mean, I kind of understand the Wiseman move because 7 foot, athletic, you know, and a lot of NBA teams thought he was going to be special, and he hasn't been. He's been hurt a lot, but you know, what was his resume? 15 minutes in college.
Yeah, I know.
You know, basically 3 games.
Spears said he reminded him of Garnett. I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Garnett was his favorite player. That's what he wanted to be. And, you know, you watch him on the court, and it's like he runs well. He can shoot, but defensively he was always lost. And so it's you kind of got that, though, a little bit. They couldn't get Andy Edwards because he was gone. But you kind of understood what they were thinking with that one. Since then and before then, you're kind of not sure. Now, I do like one thing that Mike has done. He said, you know what, we're not going to worry about how old a draft pick is. If we like them and we can play them, we'll draft them. So you see been drafting guys who've been around the league, been around college, played more college games. You know, Moody had played a year, and Kuminga had played, you know, for the G League Ignite for a few minutes, and that's what they were thinking upside. These guys are teenagers, but they'll be good. And Mike is like, well, we don't care if they're 22. You know, if they can help us right now, let's take a shot. And so a guy like Quentin Post, Matt, do you want to even think about what he looked like when he was 18? You know?
Right.
Even now, he's still trying to figure some things out. But, man, he would have been totally lost. So I just think that the drafting philosophy has to be more flexible when you look at their history. You know, if they adapted well, you could say, yeah, give up draft picks. You know, you could be Sam Presti and go, yeah, I know what I'm doing. I got a ton of draft picks, and I don't mind trading some because we'll find guys in the second round, you know, A.J. Mitchell, who can play. So It's just different, man.
Yeah. Hey, Monty, Steiny and I got this bit on the show. He thinks I come at the others and not the stars, which is false. But, you know, Moses Moody, I'm rooting for all the Warriors, right? And he didn't have the best playoff series last year against Houston. But I thought he was in a zone and carving out a niche. But last night, early on, it looked like Kerr took him out the game and was giving him some tough love, only played 15 minutes. How's he been early on in your eyes, Moses Moody?
He's been up and down. I think last year he was pretty good down the stretch of the regular season, but he hurt his hand, and he played through it, and it hurt him. I mean, he was missing shots and missing shots badly. And you kind of wondered if something was wrong. And you didn't know until he had the offseason surgery on his hand. And it's like, oh, that's why he went from shooting 40% from three to like 27%, you know. And so this year, you know, he's got his numbers back up again, and he looks more like a player. I think Mo's a good player. I think he can be obviously a rotation player on a really good team. But, you know, I don't know if Mo's is going to be I don't see an all-star game in his future. And Kuminga, I think that's questionable too. So,
man,
if you got three lottery picks in 2 years, and not one of them becomes an all-star,
man,
you have to kind of look at your drafting and go, what are we not quite getting here?
That's real, Monty.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Monty, thank you so
thank
much
you.
As always. Really appreciate it. And
wow,
look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, fellas, take care.
All right, Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.